Section 73. Glorified art thou, O Lord my God. I beseech thee by thy name, the Restrainer, to withhold from us the maleficence of thine adversaries who have disbelieved in thy testimony and cavilled at thy beauty. Overpower by thy name the all-subduing, such as have wronged thy previous manifestation, who hath now appeared invested with thy title, the All-Glorious. Lay hold by thy name the chastiser on them that have treated thy cause with scorn, have jested at thy most mighty utterances, and were hindered from attaining this most exalted station. Enable thy loved ones, by thy name the victorious, to prevail against thine enemies and the infidels among thy creatures. Rend asunder, by thy name the cleaver, the veil that hideth the doings of them that have besmirched thine honour and undermined thy faith among thy people. Bind, by thy name the restorer, the broken hearts of them that love thee, and graciously bless them in their affairs. Teach them, by thy name the all-knowing, the wonders of thy wisdom, that they may cleave steadfastly to thy faith, and walk in the ways of thy pleasure. Keep them safe, by thy name the withholder, from the tyranny of the oppressor, and the wickedness of the evil-doers, and the malice of the stirrers of mischief. Shield them, by thy name the preserver, within the stronghold of thy might and power, that haply they may be protected from the darts of doubt that are hurled by such as have rebelled against thee. Sanctify for thy servants, by thy name which thou hast blessed above all other names, which thou hast singled out for thy favour and by which thou didst reveal thy beauty, these days of which the pen of thy decree hath distinctly written, and which according to thy will and wisdom have been preordained in thine irrevocable tablet. Subject to thy rule, by thy name the conqueror, the people of thy realm, that all may turn towards thy face, and forsake their all for love of thee and for the sake of thy pleasure. Abase thou, O my Lord, thine enemies, and lay hold on them with thy power and might, and let them be stricken by the blast of thy wrath. Make them taste, O my God, of thine awful majesty and vengeance, for they have repudiated the truth of the one in whom they had believed, who came unto them with thy signs and thy clear tokens, and the evidences of thy power, and the manifold revelations of thy might. Gather then together thy loved ones beneath the shadow of the tree of thy oneness, and of the manifestation of the effulgent light of thy unity. Thou art verily the one whose power is immense, whose vengeance is terrible. No God is there beside thee, the Almighty, the most powerful.